Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday. Football season is dwindling down to a few weeks. But the wide nine never dwindles. Here he is, the Roger Goodell of this program, the governor, Tom Milliken.
All right, so I all think we agree that this past weekend was the greatest weekend of football ever. What do you think will be the most memorable play of the weekend when we look back at it 10 years from now?
I don't want to steal any thunder. There's one play that probably had the most impact, but I'm not sure 10 years from now we'll be looking back at that play. I'm going to say it's the Stafford to Cup play is going to be the one that everybody's going to think about when they think about the divisional, the round of the playoffs, especially if they go on to win the Super Bowl. That's the one for
me.
Well,
yeah, that's the caveat.
Yes, absolutely, because it, you know, Brady comes back, ties the game, and then Stafford with the play to Cup, and that set him up for the win.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the Tyreek Hill touchdown. That one to me is, it's just etched in my mind because of the circumstances, but also the fact that he's just a human rocket.
Right.
And watching when it was going on, I thought, my God, no one's right. going to catch him, and he's gone. And they were trying at that point; it was too late. I think that's the one in when I think back to this weekend that I'll remember the most.
Well, it's funny because the block punt touchdown probably will have the most impact
it
when
will.
You look forward, but I don't think people are going to remember it 10 years from now.
That one, and I'm going to give you one more: is the fact that the Buffalo Bills kicked the ball out of the end zone.
Yeah,
that's
going
to be one that we're going to think about. Forever.
Probably. Yeah, and that's kind of like, I'll compare that to, remember when John Casey kicked it out of bounds in Super
yes.
Bowl 30?
Yeah.
What was that? 36, I think,
yeah.
or 37.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was, and then they gave the Patriots and Brady the ball at the 40.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jimmy Garoppolo obviously has his flaws, but he is in the NFC Championship game for the second time in 3 years. If he helps lead the 49ers to a Super Bowl win, what should they do with him going forward?
Right now, they are, in my opinion, they've got an unbelievable luxury. They've got a quarterback that is, he's not great. He's not even, in my opinion, good, but he's serviceable. He's serviceable enough with the components around him that they can keep him for one more year and allow Trey Lance the opportunity to continue to develop. Let's just say he's going to add some seasoning to Trey Lance. And when you have that ability to go deep into the playoffs, possibly a Super Bowl run, and you've got your next quarterback waiting in the wings is where we want the Detroit Lions to be, that's a great experience that he can learn from as well.
I think you shop him, see what you can get. I don't think you're going to get that much because he's a free agent after the season.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you don't get anything good, you keep him for one more year. And like you mentioned, you got Lance there waiting. And if they don't think Lance is going to be the guy, then they go free agent shopping after next season.
All right, Matthew Stafford has had, for the most part, shut up most of the haters, except for Jeff Rieger. With his two playoff wins and one being on the road against the GOAT, has Stafford put himself in the Hall of Fame?
No, he has not put himself in the Hall of Fame. He's never been all pro. I mean, I don't understand how you can be in the Hall of Fame if you've never been all pro.
Well, I think that's one of the boxes he needs to check. He checked some boxes this year,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
The playoff
yes.
wins.
Right.
You know,
well, let's be fair here.
Well, hold on. Let me finish.
I just wanted to say something here. It's a joke that Kyler Murray got selected for the Pro Bowl over him.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So, there's
Pro
no question.
Bowl is different than all pro, though.
Yeah. But I also think that you, as a quarterback, you got to have that all pro, and you've also got to have at least a trip to the Super Bowl. And I know that there's guys in there that didn't get to the Super Bowl.
Right.
But in my opinion, you've got to at least get there. I'm not saying you got to win it, but you got to be a guy that's good enough to be able to get to the Super Bowl.
All right, I'm loving me some Joe Burrow. I love this kid, and I hope he has a great pro career. Looks like he'll be one of the best QBs over the next decade. Will he make the Bengals a mainstay contender? Are you still not buying in because they are the Bengals?
Oh, I'm buying in because they are the Bengals and the fact that they're going to be patient. If there's not a more patient franchise, and you could say patience, you could use whatever you want, but Marvin Lewis was there for, what, 13 years? And it was just as mediocre to poor as you can believe. They were patient with Zach Taylor. They were able to get their quarterback. They were as lucky as you could possibly be. I don't care who it is, but the Bengals, they lucked into the timing was right to get a quarterback like Joe Burrow. And when you have Joe Burrow, you have a player like Ja'Marr Chase, now they can go. They added a pass rusher last year. You can go and start putting the pieces together of an offensive line to protect them. That is, in this draft and in this free agent market, a must do for the Cincinnati Bengals.
The answer is yes, because especially in that division, they are definitely, without a doubt, barring a Joe Burrow major injury, definitely contenders and the favorites to win that division for the next few years. So yes, they are contenders.
Let me be negative Nancy here for a second. You just brought up the division. You have two of the best franchises in the game in that division. So that is a challenge for the Bengals, because those franchises will not stay down if they're down long.
No.
And I think Lamar Jackson's future is going to be real crucial to that. But also, you know, they've got to address the offensive line. And I think what you just said, John, is the patience thing. They can't be patient there. Now's the time to go get a guy out there on the market, because they're not paying their quarterback or their top two wide receivers, okay?
I agree.
You've got to go get a stud and protect him, because if he keeps getting hit like this, he's going to get hurt. And then the other thing, too, Zach Taylor kind of lucked into all this, too. And let's find out what kind of coach he is when push comes to shove. Because if you're going to be patient with as they are, maybe they end up being too patient with him and he ends up not being all that good of a coach.
Yeah.
All right, Sean Payton resigned yesterday, Saints head coach. He has 3 years left on his deal, so if he wants to return to the NFL in that time, the Saints are going to require compensation. Will Payton return to the NFL in the next 3 years? And if so, where?
I don't think so. I think he is going to go the route of Bill Cowher, and he's going to fall in love with working one day a week. Now, Bill Cowher doesn't work just one day a week. Obviously, there's a lot of prep, but that's what a coach does. He's not going to stop what he does, studying the game of football, watching the game of football, being a fan of the game of football. I actually am hoping that he just stays on the TV side and that he does a good job of being able to relay that information, because he is a terrific offensive mind. And I would love to hear his thoughts as you continue to go through, you know, football over the next few years.
I think he's going to take the year off, like we said, and I think he's going to end up coaching again. Where? I have no freaking idea. It's going to be some place that, you know, obviously they don't have a good team next year. And I'm, you know.
If I'm the New Orleans Saints and I'm in the worst cap situation in the NFL, if he's going to coach in the next 3 years, you're giving me two first-round draft picks. And that's a drop-dead price, period, end of story.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of the Saints, Peyton and Drew Brees only went to one Super Bowl and won one, much like Aaron Rodgers, whose legacy is being criticized for having done the same. I heard Valeni talking about this yesterday, and I was kind of curious, how come he's not holding Drew Brees to the exact same account or same standards? Why is Brees not being held to the same level of criticism as Rodgers?
Because I think Drew Brees maximized everything that he could, from his own, you know, performance on the field to what he was able to get his team to do. And I believe that, and maybe it's just because it was the New Orleans Saints, and the perception of the Saints is different than the Green Bay Packers. But Aaron Rodgers, and the fact that he has been such an unbelievable quarterback through 16 and now 17 games in the regular season, and he's come up short time and time again, I believe the expectations for Aaron Rodgers were higher, and he hasn't reached those. For Drew Brees, he reached and surpassed everybody's expectations.
That's true, Aaron. You know, people look at Drew Brees, say, he's a short guy. He's done great, you know.
Shoulder surgery.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, people love him all over. Aaron Rodgers is not beloved for obvious reasons by a lot of people. Still, I think he's a better quarterback than Drew Brees. But, you're right about that.
He did. They only went seven picks apart. I mean, I think Drew Brees was the 31st pick and Rodgers was 24. You know what this proves? This proves that off the field does matter.
Sure it does.
Without a doubt. Because they have the exact same legacy if you boil it down. Let's get into this weekend's conference championship games. The Bengals are a 7-point underdog against the Chiefs. Tell me how the underdog Bengals win outright.
Joe Burrow is upright. I mean, they gave up 9 sacks last week. If they can keep him, you know, to maybe 2 sacks, they have a really good chance. And defensively, they have to pick their poison. But I say you just bracket Kelce and then just take him out of the game if you can. Because Hill's so fast, it doesn't make a difference how many people are defending him.
Right, I agree. So it's defensively, I'm going to say same. Ditto. Whatever you want to, you know, say. Offensively, much the same, but I'm going to start with they've got to be really good on first down. If they can be good on first down, then if it's 2nd and 7, 2nd and 5, you can go with a slide protection, which makes it really easy for the offensive line. You can go at times with a max protection and only have a player like Ja'Marr Chase because he can get open. Even if he is bracketed or in good coverage, he's a guy that can just find a way to get open. Limit the one-on-one matchups up front for that offensive line.
Joe Mixon has to have a big game.
Yes.
I think it's that simple. All right, the Rams are a 3.5-point favorite against the 49ers. One of the hardest things to do in the NFL is to beat a team 3 times in a season. But Kyle Shanahan has had Sean McVay's number, having won 6 in a row against them. I'm going to call this a manhood and referendum game for the Hollywood Rams. Tell me how McVay finally beats Shanahan.
Well, it's got to come defensively. And offensively, I think they're going to find a way to score points. Cooper Kupp's going to get open. OBJ is going to make some plays. They're going to find a way to score points. Defensively, hey, take away the running game and say, Jimmy G, you go beat us. If Jimmy G goes and beats the Rams, all right, hey, it just isn't your year for the Rams, and the Cinderella slippers continue to work for Jimmy G. He will throw opportunities for touchdowns. And I tell you this, if I'm the defensive backs coach, I put a bounty on the ball. All right. If you don't get an interception when Jimmy G lofts it out there and gives you one, hey, you owe us $20,000.
It's duck hunting season because he throws some ducks. I think offensively, the Rams, keep it simple, stupid. The kiss theory. If Kupp's not there, if Kupp is bracketed, go to Beckham. Just, you have a lot of weapons, Matthew Stafford. You know, don't force stuff. That's number one. And on the other side of the ball, you say, you're right. Running the ball, shadow Debo. That's simple. Because as he goes, so goes that team.
I think the Niners have to be the Rams have to force the Niners to rush more than 4. If four gets home, I think the Niners win. All right, finally, John Jansen's favorite topic. Jim Harbaugh has yet to publicly say he will be Michigan's head coach next season. Rumors persist that the Raiders are interested in him. What percentage do you put on Harbaugh coaching Michigan in 2022? John Jansen, 100%.
I'm going to say 85% that he's going to be coaching Michigan. I don't see where he's not, but, you know, you never know in life. He hasn't said anything, as you know. The Raiders' job is still the one that everybody's talking about, so I'm going to say 85 to 90%.
I don't doubt that there is interest from the Raiders. I don't know that for sure, but you would be foolish for one of the 9 jobs that are open not to inquire because of the success that he had in the NFL. I am 99.9% sure that he is going to be on the sidelines in the big house next September. You don't. And I don't think Ward Manuel would allow him to hire a coach and give him a 2-year contract if all of a sudden a new coach is going to have to come in, may let all of the coaches go, and you're going to have to pay that contract throughout, you know, the course of it. You're not going to bring in, especially a guy like Mike Elston, who was a Michigan alum, to come in and hire a coach if you're not going to be here. They had to get some reassurance that Jim Harbaugh was going to be here. Publicly, they don't have to say anything.
I know.
I wish they would. I know you wish they would. Everybody wishes they would, but they don't have to.
I think the timing for him to get out is good, though. He has kind of saved his legacy with Michigan, and there's all these openings.
Got to do more.
All right. That's the Wide 9 for this week here on the Stoney and Jansen program, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.